Yeah. A person for some reason cannot time to daven Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei together. The way she split it up is if you say Kriya Shema and then leave the bracha Emes V'Yatzeh for the time he will say Shemoneh Esrei. Because if he says all the papers Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema, then he won't, then it'll be mafsik in Geula L'Tfila. It's preferable to not be mafsik in Geula L'Tfila than having the bracha immediately after Kriya Shema. This is never happens, but already finished because that's in the third of the prophets are going on Kriya Shema. We're separating the prophets from Kriya Shema. The nice thing we say is we see that even though the prophets are in Kriya Shema, but they can be said independent. So it's better to do such a fashion. The person is in doubt if he said Kriya Shema, he says over Kriya Shema, and he also makes the prophet before and after. This is the only time in halacha that a person has suffering bracha, suffering into the mitzvah, he still says the bracha also. Generally speaking, if you have suffering into the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to rise and you have to do the mitzvah again, but you don't make a bracha. The respect of the bracha, it's a suffering bracha. The Kriya Shema, you see Chazal set up the order, the classic order of Kriya Shema is with the bracha before and afterwards. Therefore, if the person's in doubt, say Kriya Shema, not only says Kriya Shema again, but he also says the paper is Kriya Shema. Not again. He's suffering.